something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the church yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe if you like this one, that means you like verses 6 and 7. So let's go to 6 and read to 7. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while. It says in a short time, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. He says, I'm going to shake everywhere. You notice the economies of the world are being shaken today? And people are wondering what's going on. They can't understand what's happening. How can human beings be managing their own money and suddenly they say that they don't understand what has happened to their money? How can whole nations be complaining? Who are those that came from outer space to steal the money? How can every country be complaining? Why can't they just sit down together and say, okay, let's just redistribute? It's not happening. Why? They are meeting everywhere. At the United Nations, they are Commonwealth, everywhere. They are meeting everywhere and confused. What is happening? They are not being attacked by some... you know, what's going on? Because God said, I will shake everywhere. And what will follow? Look at it. And I will shake all nations. Have you seen it? I will shake all nations. And the desire of all nations. What's the desire of all nations? Silver and gold. Money. That's all they're looking for. And then the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. Did you notice? He didn't say, at this time here, he's always said it. He's got a lot of that in the Bible. But notice he says, I will fill this house with glory. He didn't say, I will fill this house with my glory. All right? He has said that already, different times. And as you keep reading the Bible, you find he'll say it again. But there are places where he said, I will fill this house with glory. This glory he's talking about is abundance. Magnificence, beauty, splendor, excellence. That's what he's talking about. This latter house. When you study in the scriptures, you will discover that every time he gave a prophetic word, he was very careful to let us know whether it had a dual implication or was it specific to a particular people or person. The prophet here uses the term the latter house. He's talking about this latter house. It is the house after the first, after the former, meaning that he has two things in mind. Because remember, after this one, after this temple, there had to be another temple. All right? Herod built another one. Okay? So he's dealing with something here. And he lets us know that there's a glory he's dealing with. The glory that Herod brought was not what God was referring to. When Herod built a magnificent temple, he built a magnificent temple in Jerusalem. So beautiful. But God didn't care about that one. In fact, when they came to show Jesus about it, when he came, his disciples said, look how beautiful this temple is that Herod's built for God. Jesus said, He said, not one stone will be left upon the other that will not be brought down. God didn't care about that structure. Jesus should have protected it, shouldn't he have? It's my Father's house. It's so beautiful. I'll make sure nobody touches it. No, he said, not one stone will be left upon another that will not be brought down. By 70 AD, the Turks invaded Jerusalem. And Josephus says, Jerusalem was plowed up. They raised it to the ground. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at something now. You've seen that, but I'm showing you two pictures. The former and the latter. Okay? Now, go to the book of James, chapter 5, and verse number 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Who's the husbandman? Huh? Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches, my Father is the husbandman. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, a husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Precious fruit of the earth. Precious. How precious are we? We are so precious to him. Every soul that we win to God is a precious fruit. He's waiting. Behold, a husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. That's why you hear about the early church and the latter church. Because the early rain, when that outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, that initiated the church, the early church. Early rain is the rain that falls to prepare the ground for sowing. The latter rain is the one that falls to prepare it for harvest. Hallelujah. The husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Next. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. So, when the coming of the Lord draws nigh, which church will be in existence? The latter church. Are you following this? The latter church. And this massive outpouring has been on for some time. After the dark ages, the move of the Holy Ghost, a new move of the Spirit of God began. And it's been getting greater and greater, greater and greater. They thought the church was over in the dark ages. That's what's called the dark ages. They thought it was over. But it's got greater and greater, greater and greater as we approach the coming of the Lord. And that's why, you know, the Lord said through the prophet, to the prophet Daniel, that in the latter days, knowledge shall be increased. That's what he said. He said, knowledge shall be increased. Not knowledge shall increase, even though that's the result of it, but shall be increased. Which means this is going to be the doing of the Lord. He will cause more knowledge to be given. What's going on? What's going on? This is a greater church than Peter knew. This is a greater church than Paul knew. I'm telling you, this is a greater church because, see, it's the same church. We're just talking about there was a man-child that was a boy and grew to become a man. He's the same person. So the church was a man-child. That's the one that Peter knew. Then Paul had spiritual insight which the church couldn't catch on to until the second century. That's when they began to spread the letters of Paul. Because many of them didn't understand what he was talking about. In fact, Peter tells us in his second epistle, he said there are many things written in the epistles of Paul which are difficult for many to understand. He didn't say it was difficult for him, he said for many. They didn't catch it. But they began to spread it in the second century. Let me show you what the early church was like so you can get it. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Where are we going? Where is this thing going? Ah. Imagine this. If it's already so wonderful as it is, what's going to happen when the church catches on to more truth? Because you see, there are different kinds of lights. Lesser lights and greater lights. First epistle of St. John, chapter 1. There's a portion that I love so much. I read it all the time. And it's always so wonderful, so amazing. But I want us to look at it and glean something from there. You ready? First epistle of St. John, chapter number 1, beginning with verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.